So that was the end of the Java 1 keynote, the first keynote by Larry Ellison, and it was all about the XA logic server, the rack that they solution that Oracle has released today and announced today. And really, it is really proof of Java being really been used by Oracle to really make some serious money. The XA logic server rack is a rack solution. It is a complete cloud computing solution from Oracle. It is the absolute realization of Oracle's advertising, hardware, software, complete, full stop. And really, they have done a grand job. It is a complete data center on a complete server-side rack, and you obviously need the machine space and reinforced floors to house this very expensive beast, which can be clustered, backed up by 8 other XO logic servers. So during that keynote, which has lasted over 2 hours, my goodness, I had a chance to talk to many people, including the latest architect of the Java language and the runtime, none other than, I give you applause, Brian Guest. And Brian did not want to be interviewed or give an interview about what he's doing, obviously for obvious reasons. We did have a discussion while we were watching the ExoLogic presentation. He was at pains to point out that this is a serious piece of hardware. The engineers all got together and integrated and built this rack, the ExoLogic rack, in exactly 1 year. And it is, I guess, a culmination of Oracle's intent on its acquisition, and because the XA logic server has coherence, it has web logic, it has 30 cores, unbelievable InfiniBand support. And if you really are into your cloud computing and your data centers, and then you really, that is for you. Of course, it obviously supports Java, and it's patched up. All the cores can be patched with at any one time using one central enterprise manager. So Java is in really good hands, and Brian was actually on very good form. He's very pleased to be the new architect. He's going to be working with Alex Buckley and Joe Darcy to implement some of the ideas in, obviously, the JDK. I was at pains to point out that, yeah, Plan B is really the best option. And he sort of agreed, didn't promise anything to say. And obviously, it'd be really good to have the latest releases as soon as possible, rather than wait for a JDK 7 release and Plan A, which would come in 2012. We would rather not wait. He did confirm that the JDK 7, when it was released, would have the parallel garbage collector, G1, and which, when it's production ready, will be released as part of the JDK 7, if Plan B is accepted by Oracle. And from the community response so far, including that Java 1, speaking to a few people, JDK 7, the Plan B approach, is the best option. So we will not get Lambda functions then and closures, but we would definitely get a full join framework and be able to use that in our code. So that's it from Java 1 so far. I hope you found it very enjoyable. So Brian also discussed JavaFX. However, I can't say anything more about it, and non-disclosure agreement pertains until tomorrow morning after the JavaFX 2.0 keynote. I have more then.